I'm Dodd Morris for Mission Network News. What if sharing the gospel meant jail? That's a reality for many Indian Christians with another state-approved anti-conversion law. These laws make sharing Christ with the goal of conversion illegal. Joe Handley of Asian Access explains that many Christians are afraid.
And their fear is justified. I was just reading a recent report where in one of the movements in a part of the country, 70% of the Christians in that kind of direct network or movement, 70% of them face some form of pressure within their settings. And then 20% of them have had outright persecution of some sort.
Please pray for wisdom for the Indian church and ministry leaders as they live under these laws. And the International Day for the Unreached is Sunday. This event focuses on something integral to the Christian faith, sharing the gospel. Wayne Peterson is executive director for the International Day for the Unreached.
There are about 3 billion people that have not had the opportunity to hear the message of Christ. Not only don't have the opportunity, but there are no churches, no missionaries, no Bibles in their language or their people group.
IDU is focused on raising awareness of this need among the North American church. Join us Sunday for a Facebook Live event hosted by Focus in the Family.
Various members of the coalition of the International Day for the Unreached will be talking about the needs, the challenges, the opportunities to reach around the world with the gospel of Christ.
Find your place in the story and learn more about how you can get involved with IDU at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.